Jonesy and Amanda.
Jam Nation. Well, I think the whole world at the moment is talking about the Gwyneth Paltrow court case.
Mm.
This is, unless you've been living under a rock, Gwyneth Paltrow is in court. A man claims that she ran into him on the ski slopes a number of years ago. And in fact, she's saying, well, no, he ran into me. And he's suing her. And she's counter-suing him for $1 in, plus court costs. So it's been fabulous. Everyone's been looking at the outfits she's been wearing. As someone said, no one has ever looked more like a person on trial for crashing into someone on the slopes of a high-end ski resort. It's a hugely white, privileged court case. And because there's nothing really at stake here, there's no sexual harassment, there's no murder, it is just, oh, you bashed into me, no, you bashed into me. People are enjoying this without really caring who wins. People are loving it. As someone said, she looks like she's on trial for hiring a hitman to kill her husband in 1987. She's got the big glasses, the cable knit jumpers, it's fabulous. So let's drill down on some of the stuff that we've heard this week. It is truly extraordinary. It is being broadcast in America live, but this court case is so odd and so, as I said, privileged. And I don't know who looks good from this. Does anyone look good? When she'd been asked, when she was asked, Gwyneth, had she been hugely inconvenienced from this? Well, see what you think about her answer.
He has deterred you from enjoying the rest of what was a very expensive vacation.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
He, on the other hand, says that her collision with him left him with four broken ribs, a concussion, and ongoing neurological issues that apparently her lawyers are saying he had before any of this started. But his lawyer has said that his charming, outgoing, gregarious personality is no longer charming. And he says it's hard for him because he can no longer enjoy things like wine tasting. So these are the things that have been he has been robbed of, is his charmingness and his wine tasting abilities. One of the weirdest things, though, is his attorney, who's Kristen Van Orman. She has kind of stolen the spotlight for her strange questioning of Gwyneth Paltrow. It's like she's a giant fan of Gwyneth Paltrow and wants to be her best friend. Have a listen to this bit.
You were wearing goggles, a helmet.
Yes.
Okay, kind of looked like everybody else on the slope.
That's always my intention.
Okay. Probably had a better ski outfit, though, I bet.
I still have the same one.
May I ask how tall you are?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Well, so. They're very nice.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
She's the opposing lawyer. It's so weird, isn't it?
Oh, man.
And so, as I said, Taylor Swift is suing for, is counter-suing for $1 in symbolic damages. And the idea is that his lawyers are saying she got this idea from Taylor Swift, who did something similar in 2017. This is how his lawyer tries to get to the bottom of whether she's stolen this idea from Taylor Swift.
Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
No.
Overruled?
You're not good friends with Taylor Swift.
I would not say we're good friends. We are friendly. I take my kids. I've taken my kids to one of her concerts before, but we don't talk very often.
You've never given Miss Swift personal, intimate gifts for Christmas?
Your Honor? Relevance? Or
Spain
I would like a
relevance.
Bench trial?
Well, she's just said that she wasn't friends with her, so
Ask about Oprah.
It's not, what a joke.
It's just not open season.
What a joke. Someone said, this is so good. Can we get a second season out of this? And I love this quote here. The Gwyneth Paltrow trial is the very whitest, most privileged lawsuit I've ever seen. Two wealthy people collide at low speed on a ski trip, and the one is suing the other because he lost interest in wine tasting. You can't make this stuff up. Stay tuned for more.
Meanwhile, there's another mass shooting in America.
Yeah.